On the day of Qiyamah, when people will be resurrected, so would they be resurrected with their ummah, with those the prophet that they followed, or they'll be just all together? No, in fact, they will be resurrected with that ummah, which or that prophet which they followed. So now if we, just the way how we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we would be with that group. Those people who followed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they would be with that group. Those people who followed Isa alayhi salam, they would be with that group. So every person will be according to with their prophet and according to with their group.
I have another question for the same thing. Like when they're going in Jannah, those people who did their good deeds, so the group will be same like in Jannah as well, or they will be all together?
The question is that on, in Jannah, would people be in their groups or people will be separated? So basically, in Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that each and every single person will have his own Jannah. So it'll be on an individual basis. You don't have to share your Jannah with anyone else.
No, but it's, is it with the own Prophet, like Hazrat Muhammad, be in the group of the Prophet Muhammad, or it's like open to everybody?
Right. In Jannah, everyone will be having their own Jannah. It won't be specific. They won't be with their Prophet. So everyone would be. However, in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the ability of those people who would be on the lower stages of Jannah, they would be there. And those people who would be on the higher stages of Jannah, they will have the ability of coming on the lower stages of Jannah and meeting with those people. But these people won't be able to go up there.
The day of judgment or Qiyamah, as we say it, is it the day when the world ends, or is it the day when everyone will be brought back to life, or is it the same day, both days are combined together?
That's a very good question. The question is, then when is the Qiyamah, when is the day of Qiyamah? Is it the last day of this world, or it's when our Hisab will take place, or when we'll be questioned? Normally, when we look at Imani Mufassal, there's seven things that we have to believe in. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al-akhir wal qadr khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al-maut. So there are seven things. Amantu billahi, Allah, malaikatihi, angels, wa kutubihi, books, wa rusulihi, prophets, yawm al-akhir, the last day of this world, yawm al-akhir. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ And taqdeer, everything good or bad comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ And resurrection after death. Now, these are seven individual. However, it's known to be six articles of faith, not seven. Why? Because يوم الآخر and بَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ is considered to be one day. So the last day of this world and resurrection and hisab is all one day. It's not two separate days. So the last day of dunya, resurrection, and hisab will all happen in one day. It's not separate days.
The earthquake, it's going to happen on that day.
That same day. All of that will be happening on the same day.
But that day is like normal day, or maybe it's 100 years.
Obviously, it's going to be very long.
Yes.
Very long earth days.
Not like that.
You know, you said you're going to be resurrected with your ummah. Well, you know, you said you, when you had like a love for like someone, like a celebrity, whatever, are you, and you said you're going to be resurrected with him or with that person or whatever. Or how's that been? And he's like non-Muslim. like he's respectful.
The person and the brother's asking that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, a person will be with that person who he loves on the day of Qiyamah. So now if he loved a certain, if he loved Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously he will be with them. But if a person loved some celebrity, some sports athlete, then he will be resurrected. So he's asking, how does that work? On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect people according to their groups. Now if this person loved these people, these will be in a separate group. Obviously these non-believers, they won't be from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though unofficially they still are. They're still part of the Ummah because they came in after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they will be considered to be the non-believers and they will be resurrected separately. Now a person who is a believer, and he followed Prophet ﷺ, but he gave preference to these people over this, he'll be resurrected with them.
So you said that people will be resurrected and then will be in groups. But in Surah Baqia, it's that there are three categories, the foremost on the right and on the left. So once the people are resurrected, then they'll be separated into categories, or they'll be resurrected within categories?
The question is that in Surah Waqia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are three groups that will be resurrected. The Ashab al-Yameen and Ashab al-Shiman and those people in the middle. So what about these people who will be in all of these groups? Keep in mind that when we say Ashab al-Yameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just in few words He's explaining it, but Ashab al-Yameen mean all of those people who are the believers. All of the believers are considered to be those people. Now, Ashab al-Shiman are all of those people who are the non-believers, or those people who, you know, did not follow their Prophet, who are non-believers, who are munafiqeen, hypocrites. They will be all amongst those. And then this group will be amongst those people. They're not here, they're not there, they're not sure where they're going to be. So they will find out where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place them.
Sure. This is
an
ayah.
Surah Waqia.
No, they call
Al-A'raf. A'raf,
yeah.
Are all the signs of the day of Qiyamah, are all going to be in one day? Every single sign?
The question is, these signs of Qiyamah will all happen in one day? No. The signs of Qiyamah will appear before the Day of Judgment. The signs of Qiyamah will appear before the Day of Judgment, before the actual Day of Qiyamah will take place, before this world will come to an end. All of those signs will finish. When those signs will finish, that's when the Qiyamah will take place.
Is the day of resurrection going to happen in earth or some other place?
The question is that where is Qiyamah going to take place? Is it going to be on earth or is it going to be somewhere else? That's something that we don't know ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not specify it.
I have a question totally different in today's topic. when someone tells you to do something, and you tell them, yeah, sure. You're supposed to do it, technically speaking. In that case, you know, a lot of people have this habit of saying, "Mere dua karna, make prayer for me." So, what am I supposed to say? No. And if I don't do, because I don't, then am I doing something that's wrong? Because technically, I'm supposed to. If I'm saying, yeah, sure. So do I just tell the guy, sorry, I'm not for you, or...
I mean, has a very technical question.
No, because it happens all the time.
Right.
People say that. So is that...
The question is that sometimes people request du'as, you know, please make du'a for me, or make du'a for my family, or... So what are you supposed to do? Because what if you don't remember? And we know that we're supposed to fulfill our promises, and we're not... Yay question? Right?
Sometimes, you know, people just have a habit. Don't say they need du'a. Just pray for me, like, you know.
Okay.
Casually, like, you know.
Saying, the brothers that, you know, sometimes people are not really in need of dua, but they still say, make dua. Keep in mind, dua is always needed. Dua is always needed. You know, you never know that, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, that the best dua and the dua which is accepted is da'watu ghaibin li ghaibi. That to make dua for a brother, not in his presence. And because of that, if you make dua for somebody, inshallah, your dua will be accepted as well. Mm-hmm. So never feel that, you know, he's living a very nice life, so I don't need to make dua for him. He's coming in the masjid with a Corvette. Okay, he doesn't need the dua. No. Dua is always needed. And wallah, what dua should we make for those people who we feel are not going in any hardship? Just make dua for khair for them. Allah, give them a good life in this world, give them a good life in the hereafter. Now, as far as the second part of the question is concerned, that what if somebody specifies, please make dua for me, and now you say, okay, yeah, inshallah, I'll do it, and now you don't end up doing it. So would you be liable for it? when you make dua, make it part of your dua, you don't have to specify that person's name. If you just make dua for the whole entire ummah, oh Allah, bless the whole ummah, guide the whole ummah, you're making dua for him because he's also part of it. So that way, if there's 100 people who request dua and say, you know, please make dua, you don't have to start, okay, what's your name, what's your address, your email, nothing. You're part of the ummah, just make dua for the ummah, and this is something that we should do.
Same like you, because everybody meet you and they ask to dua, make a dua for us. Like everybody meet you as well.
Same thing. Unless somebody has a specific situation, they're in a difficulty, some hardship, whatever, then obviously it's a different situation. But it's just general, just make dua. Okay, inshallah, you're part of that dua as well.
What would be the best deed or act for the people who passed away already? So what you can do like for them, like, you know, do whatever you do for namaz. What do you think is the best thing for them after the pass away?
The question is that what should the best deed be for those people who passed away from amongst your relatives, your parents? What isan is sawab, which we call that thawab that we can give them, the reward that we can give them in the grave that would benefit the most. The most benefit a person, the reward that you can give, which will have the most benefit for the person in the grave, is reciting Quran and making dua. These are two which are extremely important: dua and reciting of Quran. And if you can, give some sadqa on behalf of them. Just the way how, you know, sometimes you want to give donation to the masjid or something, give it on their behalf. Now keep in mind, though, when we say that give it on their behalf, it doesn't mean that you won't get the reward. You will get the reward as well. So you can add as many people as you want in that intention. That's the amazing part. And all you have to do is just make the intention. You don't have to do anything separate. Obviously the person who's going to issue the receipt will only give you one name. He won't recite and make, oh, because they don't need the receipt. Only you will get the receipt. But if you just make the intention of 10 people, 15 people, inshallah, all of those people will be getting their reward. When we recite Quran, we should make it a habit. Any ibadah that we do, reciting Quran, anything, just make the intention, I'm doing it for myself, we will get the reward, and they will also get the reward of it as well. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah, bihamdihi. Just a reminder, again, this Sunday, for those brothers who are going for Hajj, or if you know anybody, there's going to be a seminar in Markham. There will be a Hajj seminar. In fact, one of my teachers is coming to give the seminar. So even if you're not going for Hajj, it's something which, inshallah, which is extremely beneficial and important. We should know about the rituals in Hajj. Maybe you already performed Hajj. Maybe there are some things that we still should know about Hajj that we don't know. And if you're planning to go, inshallah, it's a very interesting program, a very good program. Will be after Salatul Dhuhr. And next week we have that youth program. So inshallah, try to get the word out for that as well, inshallah.